Nothing's happening.
Here we go.
There we go. It was stuck.
No West tonight?
No.
Okay.
No. Just Becky, not either.
Anything in here?
Yeah.
The seat is empty.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
It is 6 o'clock on Monday, July 23rd, 2018. I'd like to call the Village of Alloway Planning Commission meeting to order. We'll start with roll call. Dart?
Here.
Norris here. Rupp?
Here.
Honnold?
Here.
Item number 2, modify or adopt the agenda. Anyone has any changes?
I move to adopt the agenda.
Okay.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Item number 3, minutes from May 21st, 2018. There are no changes. I will entertain a motion to approve.
Move to approve minutes.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Item number 4, minutes from June 25th, 2018.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Minutes passed. Item number 5, announcements. Trevor?
Two announcements. First one is on the agenda, the Pooches and Pints. It's an inaugural event for the village, partnership with the village. Muskusky Family Dog Park and Lucky 7 Dog Rescue, and it will be on August 2nd from 3 to 8 at Green Isle Park. It's an event where you're welcome to bring your dogs. We'll have a fenced off dog area so your dogs can run off leash. We'll also have live music and food trucks there, and some raffle prizes, I think, too. So music starts at 5:30, I believe. The second one is, in case you haven't noticed, QuickTrip open on their second location in Alloway on Webster, just north of Alloway Avenue. They opened Wednesday. So, very nice store inside.
I was just there. It worked okay.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like it took them a long time to. I mean, it was a nice building to start with. So.
Right. They completely gutted the inside.
I didn't go inside.
Even the floors, they ripped out. So.
Cones on the other side.
Completely new plumbing and everything. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And did they acquire the other two business locations behind that? There was a Curbs and something else back there at one time. Do they own the whole building now?
Correct, yes. Yep. Yeah, so.
Okay. Item number 6, public appearances. If anyone has anything they would like to say, they can come forward and state your name and address at the podium.
My name is Deb Berea. I live at 924 Dubert Lane. And I'm here today to ask you about the property on Webster and Derby Lane, the corner there, that's owned by Wisconsin Medical Credit Union. Are they slated to build on that piece? Have they communicated anything with you about that?
Not to us. You'd have to take that up with the staff.
We've had just brief conversations with them. Nothing really formal has been presented. And it's nothing that has any set timeline to it. But you're correct. The credit union does own that property.
Okay. And also the lots running down Derby Lane from Webster, additional lots running down?
Yeah, I think on that vacant property there's three parcels.
Our neighborhood association, Val Hutchinson, has met with Wisconsin Credit Union President Mary Grohn and the chairman of the board, Kurt Minton, and they said that they drew a rough picture that they were planning to put another commercial building there facing Webster with three different businesses in there. Facing Derby. And, you know, our concern as a neighborhood association is that, number one, that it's zoned commercial and should be residential, because we want our neighborhood to be preserved as far as value and traffic. We don't want more traffic, more congestion, increase in crime with more businesses coming in there. We want that to stay as a neighborhood, and those are our valid concerns. So we would like to see those other lots rezoned back into a residential. So we're asking for that consideration. We're also trying to get the credit union to collaborate with us as a historical district if and when they put up that building, so that it fits in with our neighborhood. So we're putting out that information to you people to alert you that these are our wishes. So my question is that something doable to get those other commercial lots on Derby Lane rezoned?
It would be my understanding that those lots, we don't rezone things unless they're requested by the owner for us to rezone them. I doubt if he wants them as commercial that he's going to ask, and correct me if I'm wrong, Trevor, to have those rezoned to residential if it's already commercial.
So then my question is, why were they rezoned as commercial when that's encroaching on neighborhood and there aren't any neighborhoods in...
When were they rezoned?
I don't know. Do you know?
I don't know if they were ever.
Yeah, I don't think they were rezoned.
Because when I bought that property 15 more years ago, there were houses on those lots. So it was had to have been rezoned.
Yeah, I'm not aware of that.
If there were four houses there on those lots. And my question is, why is that happening in our older neighborhood? You know, that's a historic neighborhood. And it's not happening in the other parts of Alloway, you know, and we've got increased traffic already with the tobacco outlet store, and it's getting to be, it's a hazard to get out onto Webster from Derby at certain times of the day. It really is. People don't know who's got the right of way, and it's going to, if it hasn't already, cause fatalities. And so, okay, putting more businesses on Derby, commercial businesses there, it is going to be a detraction. It's going to decrease the value of our homes. And I'm saying, who's going to compensate me for that when that happens? You know, plus, I said the crime, the traffic increase and stuff, you know, it's already increased with that with the tobacco outlet store there. So those are our concerns in our neighborhood. So I'm wondering, you know, has your committee thought about those things?
Probably not at this point.
Well, we are requesting that you do that.
And
we'll be more than happy to meet with you. Because we
really need something put forth by a developer that we can put on our agenda to have. And so I recommend that you take your concerns also to the village board.
Yes,
and you
too.
Contact staff mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. in advance, because there'll be many other opportunities for you to say what you just said mm-hmm. here. But
so
it's not something we can.
So
you know,
the fact that it's already zoned commercial is, you're saying it's out of your hands to change that back, because
we're saying it's my opinion. We're saying that it's not something we can make a judgment about in this committee, in this venue tonight. It's not on our agenda, and we haven't thought about it, mm-hmm. and we can offer opinions, but I, for one, wouldn't, because it's not an agenda item. It's not something that we
okay.
have something before us to research. So
okay,
we can't answer those.
So,
I don't,
so,
I don't, I'm
so you're
speaking
saying
for myself. I don't
we
think
need
we can
to bring it to the village board?
I would do that, yeah. Yeah.
And
bring your concerns.
But you are the zoning committee too, right? Planning and zoning?
If I may make a suggestion, what you could do is bring it to the village board. They'll give direction to the planning commission. The village can rezone properties as long as it's consistent with the comprehensive plan. So there's two different ways a property can be rezoned. It's either by the direction of the village itself or by the direction of the property owner itself. So, but again, those two avenues have to be consistent with what comprehensive plan calls for that area. So it's something that the village board can then direct plan commission to take a look at. We could put it on the agenda, and we can certainly talk about it there.
And who's in charge of the comprehensive plan?
The Planning Commission is their job to interpret what the comprehensive plan says. They give a recommendation to the village board. It's a Wisconsin state statute.
Okay, so we need to talk to the village board.
Yes.
Someone else wants to
speak. Oh. Just come forward and state your name and address.
Yeah. Valerie Hutchison. I live at 812 Derby Lane. I have another issue, but I too am certainly concerned with what's happening on Derby Lane. And again, the comprehensive plan made by people, you know, none of us are perfect, and we happen to be the only street in Alloway that is zoned deep into in a residential neighborhood, commercial and highway. There isn't another street that's zoned like that. So it seems like an oversight to me. It should have been, you know, it is your job, isn't it, to look after our property values as the Planning Commission. when you're doing these kinds of things, aren't you supposed to, you know, have in mind keeping with the historic district of places, with the aesthetic values, with preserving property values, minimizing traffic congestion, right?
Those are all considerations, but we don't have a proposal in front of us to make a decision about today.
No one expects
my recommendation
right
to
here,
you is the same
but
thing.
But we want to let you know how concerned we are with, and that you are, you know, taking some sort of action, that you're open to hearing it, and not saying, well, they bought it, it's zoned that way.
We're an advisory commission to the village board, and so again, my recommendation would be to speak with the village board and speak with staff and make it an agenda item for another meeting.
And
if we have a specific proposal, then we can make judgments about whether or not it fits with the comprehensive plan. But we're not making law tonight.
No one is asking you to or expecting you to.
You're appearing at a public appearance.
Well, we've lost property value as it is with, you know, the behemoth at the end of the street, and now this, and then comes to the issue I came to talk about, and that's the digital billboard issue coming up again at St. Michael's Pub. That's 1,000 feet away from the other billboards that we spent hours and hours and hours objecting to, and that you decided, or the village board decided, Penny, that, you know, to turn down. And again, this issue comes up, and I, you know, the fact that from the audio I heard, it sounded like, you know, again, Don Snyder of Lamar is directed allowed to even rewrite the sign code, that section. So I, you know, that's beyond me. Can
your concerns are duly noted, and they're in the public record now because you've spoken at the public appearance portion of this meeting.
That's what we can do right now. The fact that he spoke for 40 minutes a year ago at the first one, back and forth, and he didn't speak for 40 minutes. His issue was raised for 40 minutes because some people weren't happy about it in the beginning and just went back and forth until, you know, again, I don't understand what the, you know, what the connection is with digital signboards.
I think the Planning Commission is a little wise. The village board heard back in June, representative from Lamar come and speak and request for a digital billboard by St. Mike's. So that's what Val is referencing.
Got it. Yes, I'm sorry, I thought you knew that. Well,
Nothing's come before us to make recommendations, and so we act on items that come to us for recommendations. And that one hasn't come yet, so.
Well, you know, progressive communities all over the country are just getting rid of billboards altogether. They're not digitizing sign billboards in neighborhoods. You know, maybe by the overpass, which I haven't lived at for a couple years now. So, you know, please keep that in mind because it will come to you. It is coming to you. Thanks.
Chimora, 2339 Oakwood. I'm the former co-chairman of the Village of Alloway Bike Ped Committee. A number of things. I wanted to see on the agenda for tonight that the Land Commission is going to be asked by the Village Board to see if a proposed art gallery, coffee shop, tool shed is an appropriate use for the pump house at 535 Green Avenue, but it wasn't put on tonight's agenda, so I don't know why that was. But There's a proposal out there to use that. You guys should be aware of it, and they'll be asking for your input if a coffee shop and a creative arts studio in the front, and then a tool shed, a tool library in the back portion would be acceptable to you. We're going to be talking a little bit about replacing the zoning code with something new, which is, I think, is good. The village, for a number of years, has been using the PDD process, the Plan Development District process, to get around the zoning code because it doesn't. The developers don't like the way that our zoning code is written. So they've been. It's been explained that the PDD process is a site-specific zoning code for any individual property. That's what's going on right now at the Mariner. That's why it was described for the new Mariner Hotel, or the new condos that are going to go on the Mariner site. And that's how the apartment complex was put on the commercial site on Webster and West St. Joseph Street. And the PDD process was also used on the Town and Country site where Mayflower Greenhouse was supposed to go, and it's also being used on the brewery. And the PDD process is supposed to enhance the quality of the village, not get around the zoning code. So it just so happens tonight you're going to select a company to rewrite the zoning code and to come up with a completely different plan. So Deb and Val, you just happen to come to the right meeting because they're throwing out the old zoning code, putting in something new if it's approved by the board. So you just happen to be at the right meeting tonight.
Well, I knew that was how we did it.
Yeah, so that was good that you're here. Also, with regards to, and that's all I came to speak on tonight, but Dale brought up some issues tonight with regards to the zoning and the comprehensive plan, which I would like to see updated every 5 years, not just an addition put on. The last time it was updated, it said that it was updated a couple years ago, and that was simply because we finished one half of the corridor studies. There were supposed to be three corridor studies, and I was on the committee that selected the contractor for that, and they gave us a good price, and they got half of the corridor studies done for a very good price and added it onto the comprehensive plan. But the village website said that now the entire corridor study has been completed, and the portions that were not completed would be Deb's neighborhood on Derby Lane. That wasn't part of the corridor study that was actually completed, and that should have been put on. So your neighborhood should have been studied and updated. And then also on Riverside Drive west of, and Riverside Drive west south of 172, so from the prison down to DePere, that area wasn't included in the corridor study. So you're going to do the rezoning. We don't need to finish the corridor study, but the village website should say that we finished half the study and that this new zoning code is just going to take out the need to finish the other half. And so I look forward to the new zoning code. I think that it's good to update everything and to come up with the best way to utilize the land in our city, but we need good laws and good rules. And finally, the rules that Deb was talking about on the digital billboard, I believe that those billboards were grandfathered in because the village wanted to get rid of them, and they can stay as long as they don't become a bigger nuisance than they are. But once you start allowing it to be changed, anybody else in the same situation will be allowed to go ahead and start putting up more billboards. So grandfathering it in means that you can keep what you got, but you can't make it bigger and brighter. Thanks.
My name's
just come forward.
To that issue, I omitted saying or asking you. I had listened to the audio from the first time Don Snyder was before the village board a year ago, and he said at that meeting that because I've read that sign code, and he said that a year prior to that, the village had allowed him to rebuild those boards at Riverside and Derby. So if he needed to rebuild them, that should have meant they came down, correct?
We're not in a position to make a judgment for or against that action. We're here to take your public comment.
Well, but except that you know what the sign code says. If you put more than 50% of the cost in, it has to come down. But he said that the village allowed him to rebuild those at the end of our street.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a fact or not. I'm not aware of the details.
No one corrected him.
What actually had happened is we didn't have that 50% rule in at that time. We were in the process of amending the sign code. They received their permit to do their work. And then we weren't able to adopt the sign code and get through the process in order to fight that. So it was something that wasn't included in the sign code originally, but we had worked to amend it. It's just we couldn't amend it quick enough to get that rectified.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. So now it states that if you do over 50% of the work, you have to take it down, and they are existing non-conforming uses, so new ones aren't currently allowed.
And or to put $80,000 if the lawn is not allowed.
Right.
So why spend money, which is staff time, going over and over the same issue?
Came and asked the board to relook at the issue. That's where we're at. That's where we're at. My recommendation to Don is I don't think it's going to go anywhere. He asked my opinion. I said, I don't think it's going to go anywhere. That's all I can say.
Well, you don't take every recommendation to that extent. You don't take ridiculous recommendations to that.
I came to the village board and asked the village board.
Right. And they let him know.
Yeah. Well, the public appearance, he could stand up and ask, and that's what
right.
he did.
Right, and they can say that didn't go anywhere last time, it's not going anywhere.
And that's
here's our sign code, not rewrite it, go ahead.
Right. And that's my email to Don, is I don't see it going anywhere.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Okay, moving on to item number 7, action regarding recommendation to hire Duncan and Associates and Coda Metrics to rewrite the zoning code. Trevor, do you want to start with maybe some background, or you could give some feedback, I guess?
Sure. We, as you know, we've been talking about doing this for a while, and a couple of years, actually. It isn't a cheap process by any means, but we were able to have some money allocated for the project in this year's budget to start the project. And so we sent out the RFP at the beginning of this year. We received 5 proposals from qualified firms. We had the review committee consisted of a trustee, 2 plan commission members, Brad and myself, and we reviewed all 5 proposals. From there, we selected 2 firms to interview. One was Camiros out of Chicago, and the other was Duncan Associates, partnering with Coda Metrics. And both firms were very qualified. Things I think we liked about the firms were their use of visuals. They called out a lot in their proposals, specific things about Alloway, so it wasn't just a boilerplate proposal. And they had a well-defined public process as well. So I think those were a lot of things that we were looking for. We really wanted to involve the public because a lot of times these zoning codes last for a while, and it's a good 20 or more years before they're redone, and that's for larger municipalities. So I expect this one to last a little bit longer. So yeah, Heather, I don't know if you want to provide any additional insight. I think one thing with Duncan is in their proposal, they're talking about 16 months, which we had asked for 18 to 24. So I expect that's right around what we're shooting for. And they actually, out of all five proposals, they were actually on the lower mid-range of prices, too. So very qualified firm out of Chicago. And just one more point to mention, the peers actually using them as well for their zoning code rewrite. So.
Yeah, I guess from a proposal review standpoint and, you know, interviewing them, both of the firms that we interviewed, they seem to understand what we as a village needed in terms of a code book rewrite. They seem to understand sort of the unique things of Alloway, that we do have historic districts and sort of preserve those sorts of areas, and then areas where the village does need more, you know, sort of development or activity, things like that. I feel like they understood us as a village. I don't know if there was a comfort level with their team. They seemed really smart and bright people that would be able to, you know, work with village staff and plan commission, and just their ability to hold public meetings and, you know, sort of really listen to the community, those sort of informational public listening sessions just seemed really great and interactive and involving the community in the whole process. So that was one of the reasons why I really liked Duncan and Associates. So
one of the things that I think you ladies would be interested in is they referred to establishing two character areas. So, you know, what fits with the character of this area. And I really like that, because I think they had a true understanding. You could see they did a lot of homework. They had read the comprehensive plan, the riverfront plan, and the Biking Head plan. And they're interested in doing things, getting a code where things fit where you put them, so that they're not out of place in a certain area. So that impressed me. And also the idea that they're working into peer, because as they do that, they're going to get more and more familiar with our area. So I think that they can get a good handle on it. And it already seemed like they really had looked around and kind of understood. I was very impressed with that. And also they're exclusive. They only do zoning. They're not a multifaceted company. We had some other companies that were multifaceted, and they included all these things that probably wouldn't be necessary for Alloway. So I think they'll do the job for us at a less price.
I think the only other thing I'll add is, and actually both firms that we interviewed, I thought both did an excellent job in their presentation of the RFP response. But it seemed like both, and Duncan in particular, was really good at illustrating the zoning code, which I felt was instrumental, because obviously you got to explain it in simple terms so that it's easy to understand, and having the graphics that go along with that go a long way. So Duncan really seemed to be a good fit, and they interviewed well.
Sounds like you've all given all of the reasons why. I mean, once you assume that everybody's equal up to a certain level, then it comes down to that, you know, the soft issues. You know, how do you feel about their understanding of the village, and how willing are they to learn more? And it sounds like you asked all the right questions and got all the right responses. So.
Is there anyone here who wants to speak on that issue? I'll have to entertain a motion to suspend the rules. Is there?
I move to suspend the rules.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I'm the former co-chairman of the Village of Alloy Bike Ped Committee. I think that the Duncan choice is an excellent choice. I like the fact that they'd work hand in glove with the Pure code, and that we'd have something that's consistent from community to community. And I think that the board probably did an excellent job. I've been on that type of committee before, and I know that Brett takes it very seriously, so they did. You guys probably did a good job, and I like the graphics. Thanks.
We need a motion.
Yep.
I'll move to take up the rules.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. I can move that. I guess if we have any other comments, otherwise I'll entertain a motion to approve.
Motion to approve, oh. Duncan.
Recommend to the board.
A recommendation to the board, to the village board to approve. Sorry.
Recommendation to proceed with Duncan and presented to the village board.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Item number 8, action regarding the annual site meeting tour. I feel like we didn't do it last year, or was it this spring? Did we not?
That's correct. I think the summer moved too quick last year.
Yes.
And by the time we were talking about it was September, and we have a late or early nights, so.
Then it started snowing.
So. And then it snowed till April.
And it snowed till April.
So I was hoping that we could do it sooner rather than later so that we don't get in that same condition. I was thinking either later August or early September. And it would just be kind of a supplemental meeting of the month. I don't think it would substitute a regularly scheduled meeting unless we didn't have anything going on. So.
Do we need to decide where we want to go?
I was hoping that we could, talk about that a little bit. If there are any locations, I know in the past I've suggested locations, but a lot of the locations we've toured previously within the past 3 or 4 years, so I was hoping to get your input as far as if there's any locations you'd like to see again or any new projects that, I know CP is finishing up, projects that we have seen before, but now they're at a different stage in the, mm-hmm. in the project.
CP might be good just for everyone to kind of see that whole development. I think they'll be wrapping up the rest of the interior remodeling work in the next month or two, so I don't know if like getting into the building, but just seeing the exterior of that done, I think is a good one.
Yeah, it's a big project.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would like to go to, and it's just a piece of property right now, but across from the prison, the site where they're going to put the condos. I've looked at it, and I don't remember if I looked at it with a group or if I've looked at it by myself, but I wouldn't mind giving a closer look at that.
Can we go to the site of the brew pub on Webster? Or not?
Yeah, I think we went there a few years ago, but
yeah.
It's
not much has changed.
Yeah, it's still a vacant lot. I couldn't remember. I know I went there on my own, but I couldn't remember mm-hmm. if the group.
Yeah, we did go in the group.
Where was I?
You were there.
I was there. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I'm sure I was.
Maybe even like the Mariner site.
Yeah, I was just going to suggest the same thing. I'd like to see how that.
Yeah.
Walk it out a little bit and talk about it.
Webster Park and Webster School.
Love to see that, yeah. That's pretty good because we're all in the same area.
I was going to say, in that safe walk to school path, those things are, that's in that area.
Yeah, I think that's about all we can do in
Probably. Luckily, that's right next to the school. So.
Yeah.
We can walk to school?
Yeah.
So I can email the committee, knowing that we don't have the full committee here tonight, and just see what night works best, and then we can just publish that meeting date as a date.
Do you need us to take action on this item, or I guess what?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Item number 9, action regarding noticing requirements for proposed projects. So I think we've gotten some requests from property owners or adjacent property owners about, you know, or just asking what the radius is for noticing. I don't know if you have any.
Correct, yes. This is something that we started talking about a little bit at the end of last year. And then we talked about it once or twice at the beginning, very beginning of this year. And we kind of left it where we would reach out to other municipalities and see what their best practices are and try to form a decision based off of that. And then with the past few months, we've had a lot of projects on our agenda that this is kind of it. So it's finally getting brought back now. And I printed a sheet for you, and I can also pull it up. I did reach out to all the area planners and heard back from a good many. I have them listed here. We have Ashwaubenon, Bellevue, DePere, Green Bay, Appleton, and then I have on the bottom of the sheet what is required by the state. And then a few additional notes that each of them shared with me. This is something that it is kind of being discussed, at least that's the feeling I got from some of the responses. It is being discussed in other municipalities, but no one's sure how to take the best approach. So what I did is I broke it up into the different processes. You have the site plan and design review, which is when it has the correct zoning and it's just reviewing the standards that we have established in our zoning code are being met. Then we have the plan development district, that was referenced earlier, that's creating a specific zoning district specific to a parcel or development. We have a zoning district change. So that's we've done all these projects within the past year or two. Zoning district change would be changing a lot from commercial to residential or something like that. Conditional use permit, that's similar to what we did down at the southern end of the village, the Old River condominiums, as well as the SKB development. And then, of course, just a text amendment, zoning ordinance amendment. So the simplest, least wordy one, I think, is that very end one, the zoning ordinance amendment. So, again, just amending the text. Us, as well as every other municipality I spoke with, does what the state mandates. And that's a Class 2 notice, so two notices within, it's 10 or 14 days of the public hearing, and then have a public hearing of it. So we throw things on our website and our Facebook page as well, but that's what we do. If you group the plan development, the zoning district change, and the conditional use together, because those are all those are all required to follow the same process by the state, which is a Class 2 notice and a letter to a 200-foot radius prior to the public hearing. So every municipality seems to do it different. Everyone is required to do, again, the bare minimum. Appleton, for example, does that. Then you have the city of Green Bay, who they will do do a 200-foot radius for developments less than 3 acres. And anything over 3 acres, they do a 400-foot radius. And they'll send a letter before Planning Commission, after Planning Commission, notifying the public of what the result was of the Planning Commission meeting and notifying them of the public hearing. De Pere, they send a Class 2 notice in a letter to 300-foot radius for development before Planning Commission of all meeting dates. So they'll have a letter that says it's going to the Planning Commission on this date, the board on this date, and a public hearing on this date. And they only send out the one. And from the comment they have there at the bottom, they have changed this in recent years. They used to send a letter out before each meeting date, but they had actually the public complain that they're getting too much spam mail, so they changed it from that. Then the Village of Bellevue, they do the Class 2 notice and a letter to 200-foot radius. They have talked about doing more, but haven't yet approved anything. They also have talked about putting some signs on the development lot, just notifying anyone driving by that something's taking place. But again, they haven't approved anything yet. And in Ashwaubenon, they do a Class 2 notice in a letter to 200-foot radius. And they provide a letter with some further detail. And then they may have a neighborhood meeting for larger developments. And I have an example that they provided, which is pretty good. So, like, they are in the process, obviously, of redeveloping the whole stadium district, going from light industrial to a more stadium district. Zoning is, I think, what they actually call it. So they sent a letter to all the property owners within that area, just explaining that this is what's called for in the comprehensive plan. They are going to proactively rezone the properties in that area from light industrial to a stadium district zoning. All existing developments will be able to stay in place as an existing non-conforming use or grandfathered in. But they go in pretty long depth as far as what the zoning code says and what the comprehensive plan says and what their TIF district says. Because the TIF districts are adopted looking at the comprehensive plan as well. So. And then they provided an attachment to it that kind of showed what their plans are for the area. So that's what they do for larger developments. They don't do this for every development, but they do this for larger developments at the stadium district. So I thought that was helpful. And then for what we do, we do the Class 2 notice, letter sent, 200-foot radius. We advertise on our website, Facebook, and send out an email. And then we also send out that letter to the 200-foot radius prior to each meeting. So that's, again, everyone varies, but it seems like they all kind of stick within the same realm. And then the last process. Any questions so far? I know there's just a lot of words to throw at you. That's why I don't want to make a decision tonight, especially without a full committee. We'll probably talk about this again. But the site plan and design review. So starting at the bottom then, the state of Wisconsin doesn't require anything for this because, again, this is something that's required by right, by zoning. You just have pre-established standards set in place that these developments have to meet. Of course, it's in your best interest to have something, at least a staff review. So Appleton has a staff review only. So does Green Bay, and so does Bellevue. Those three municipalities only have staff review. Bellevue used to have a committee but has since removed it because they got the comments that, well, this is allowed by right, so you're kind of giving the public a false sense of control. So there's two sides to that story. You want the public to have information, but if the developer is doing everything that you have established in your zoning code, then you have no choice to approve it. So then the public comes and they're upset because they say their comments, but if it's not in the zoning code, then you can't really enforce it. You can ask it, which is helpful, and a lot of times developers will make concessions that way, but it's nothing we can enforce. So the peer does staff review only as well, but they, for larger developments or developments that they think might be a little contentious, they'll ask for a neighborhood meeting, but again, that's not anything they require, at least. Ashwaubenon, they do a staff review and then they do a final approval by a site plan review committee. So that's separate from the plan commission. It's like a 5-person committee and they meet during the day. And then what we do staff review, send it to the plan commission and the village board. We do a letter for, within 200 feet of the radius prior to all three, or all, you should say all two meetings. So, I know that's a lot to digest. My recommendation is we discuss this when the full committee is here. But I just wanted to take advantage of why I put it on tonight is because we had the light agenda. It's kind of the first meeting in a while that we've had opportunity to talk, but unfortunate that it's summer and everyone has previous commitments, so.
Trevor, any thoughts on getting some feedback from Duncan if they are, in fact, approved by the board?
That would be an excellent idea.
Okay.
And, you know, maybe that's that we use that as an opportunity with all that public input that we're hoping to get from the zoning code. Maybe we make these changes at that point, too. Mm-hmm. We can discuss that.
Yeah, I guess, you know, because there is a... You know, a lot of times we do obviously notify public about these things within a 200-mile or 200-foot radius. You know, what do they want us to do? So at those public meetings that Duncan might have, I mean, maybe that's, I don't know, some sort of poll they can take or something like that. Like, how do you want to be notified of these things? Do you want to be notified with everything in the village or is it just an adjoining property or, you know?
Yeah, I know it's come up in the past that our 200-foot radius may not be enough in some cases because it might only, depending on the lot size, it might only be a couple properties away, you know, and yet it might affect the whole street or a larger area. So, I mean, you can't make it too big, I mean, or else you guys would be sending out notices to everybody. But I know one of them was 300 feet here for some of them. And
I think one thing we have to keep in mind is when we look at these is when you're looking at Bellevue and Ashwaubenon, they're probably all doing a whole lot more stuff than we are. So I know we go the extra mile and do a lot of extra letters and things, but we probably don't have to do it as often. So
maybe it's okay the way we do it then.
But you're right. I have heard the radius being too small.
Yeah, it's coming
up. I've heard that more than once.
In our presentations, discussions.
To that point, Penny, we are a developed community too, so our projects might impact more people as far as their day-to-day, what they have in their routine. Versus something in Ashwaubenon that's a light industrial building. I mean, so yeah, it's not easy to compare.
Right. It really does depend on the community, I think.
Right. I do want, though, that whatever we do change, because I do think we can improve somewhere, but whatever we do change, we have a reason behind it, because say we set it at 500 feet radius. Well, if we don't have reasoning behind that, you know, why won't we do 1,000 or 2,000? You know what I'm saying? I want whatever decision we have to have some sort of reasoning behind it. far as why don't we, you know, notify the whole village kind of thing. So
it's a good reason to get feedback from Duncan.
Exactly.
When and if they're hired.
Mm-hmm. So we'll just table action until the next meeting?
Sure.
Okay. Do I need a motion for that? Or?
I move to table.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Item number 10, report, discussion regarding the Green Bay Correctional Institution update.
Just a couple things on it. Following our last plan commission meeting, the next night was when this plan was released. And it, again, it's just a conceptual design only. It was a first kick at it. A village resident volunteered to do this, so it did not cost the village any money. What this is being used for right now is the economic impact study that St. Norbert is going to be doing for us, so they have something to work off of. That should be coming back to the board right around August 1st, so we'll have some better understanding of what the value is to the community at that time, so based on this plan. We do have the petition that's going around that the goal is for 1,000 signatures. We're a little short at this time, so if you know of anyone that would like to sign it, we can give you one, or you can go online and do it on the village website. The petitions will be presented to Representative Stefan, who then will in turn give them to the governor. So the hopes are that kind of opens up some more eyes. And we've asked for both the residents and if you're a business owner, so you're kind of doing a double duty. It's one time if you're a business owner. What else am I missing? That's it. I don't know if anyone has seen this. It was in the paper, it was on the news, our website, Facebook. A lot of pretty good feedback, and of course there's always the, is it really going to happen? Again, this is just a conceptual, just to give it the idea that there's more to that property than just what's sitting there today.
And I think it's important to note that any Brown County resident can sign the petition.
That's correct.
So
thank you.
Okay. Item number 11, report discussion on village projects and property updates.
So we mentioned a few times the Old River condominium project. They are starting to do some earthwork this week, and then next week they're hoping to start the utility work. So they're starting on their way with that. We are, or at least the board is working on finalizing offer to purchase the pump house. I think that was mentioned earlier tonight. So once we receive an accepted offer to purchase, that will have to be rezoned at some point or go through some sort of planning thing. Once that new owner has the rights to that, then they can submit a petition and that can be at the planning commission at that time. We don't want to, circumvent the process at all and put it on prior to at all. We are working through that SKB project, that one that came before us on Riverside Drive, that mixed-use building down by St. Mary's Boulevard. That will be going to the village board on August 7th for final approval and public hearing. And then after that, the next step later this fall will be going through a site plan review. And then, as was mentioned also earlier tonight, the Buccaneers building in Webster Avenue Park, or P.H. Martin Webster Park, is being constructed. They've made quite a bit of progress in the past week or two. So Doty has started their project, and so has Webster Elementary, and they'll both be completed by the start of school. And then the other school project is the Safe Routes to School project. So that has started. As you can see, all the cones and everything, that was a project that I think we started work on in 2013. We submitted a grant, and it's a federal grant, so it takes a long time. We have submitted another grant and have been awarded that grant for work down by Doty Elementary. And so anticipated work for that will start in 2022-23. So, and I mean, these things take time. We have to work on our own work schedules and road projects too. So that's all I have.
Item number 12 in report, discussion regarding standing committees.
Just a few quick things. The Historic Preservation is working on nominating the Robinson Hill Historic District, which is that neighborhood around Derby. And it's a collection of, I think, 84 homes within that neighborhood that make up the district. So they're working on, we received proposals from two different firms to do the nomination work for that, to list those properties onto the National Register. That recommendation will go to the Historic Preservation Committee on Wednesday, and then from there to the Village Board for final approval. So we expect work to start this fall yet on that, and then everything be submitted early next year to the state, but once it gets to the state level, it takes some time. I think about 12 months is a long, 6 to 12 months is what they are estimating now. The review committee at that level only meets quarterly, and then from there, then it goes to the National Park Service. So keep you updated on that one. The two other things is Public Works is going to be beginning some mill and repaving on some of the roads around the village. Those should be beginning next month and be completed by fall. And just a reminder, the village does that every other year kind of cycle. So one year we do a major project, and then the following year we do the more maintenance related projects. And then the final thing is the those gateway signs. We had worked through getting easements from property owners to put the two gateway signs on the southern end of the village, showed them by family video. We were able to secure one, and then from the alley we were able to secure another one on Riverside Drive there. So those should be going up this week. And that was, again, a multi-year project.
And for those of you who might not have looked at it yet, the Green Island Park sign is there. Looks really nice.
Item number 13, next meeting date and future agenda items.
August 27th, I think, is a scheduled meeting.
So we'll probably discuss the annual site meeting again, or we'll send out an email.
I'll send out an email if something happens to work for the committee members before the 27th. We'll definitely notice it either way, but
yep. And then just the zoning processes and noticing, that's going to come back for next time.
Yes.
I have something put on the next agenda.
Do we need to suspend?
I'm sorry, what did you?
Is there something important to put on the next agenda that I'd like to at least mention to you?
You can mention it to staff.
Okay.
Anytime.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. For the next meeting agenda, I'd like to see the Arboretum Trail in West St. Joseph put on. It looks like the developer is just going ahead and putting his own sidewalk in, public property, and not going to do the Arboretum Trail that's supposed to be in the plan, in the comprehensive plan. So I work right there. I've seen it. I've walked on the sidewalk, and it's not a trail. It's just a sidewalk, and it looks like it's on public land instead of his own land. So if that could be on the next agenda, it would be the Arboretum Trail. Right by, you'll see it on Webster and West St. Joseph. Thanks.
Okay, item number 14, adjourn. Is there a motion?
I move to adjourn.
Second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
That's pretty agreeable. Nobody even opposes.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. I gotta remember how to stop this.
Pause. Are you like move the record back?
So Brad, how many signatures are we up to now?
I think we're all over here. Yeah, man.
Oh, okay. Getting there, just wasting them.
Trying to stop? Yeah.
You just
press. Oh.